That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepard reporting.
Well, neighbors, Superior Video Livestock Auction, their next sale coming up on Thursday, May 14th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 34,550 head. That includes 10,000 yearling steers, 3,600 yearling heifers, 5,600 weaned calves, and over 14,000 calves on cows. To check the schedule of when a lot will sell or to preview the videos, go to Superior Livestock.
The Sutphin Cattle Company is proud to offer 20 big, stout, age-advantage bulls to be auctioned off tomorrow, May 12th at 1 o'clock at Oklahoma National Stockyards. These 20 bulls are two-year-olds and yearling heifer bulls in the Angus, Limflex, Red Angus, Sim Angus, and Charlet breeds. All bulls are trick and fertility tested. Don't miss the sale, 1 o'clock sharp tomorrow, Oklahoma National Stockyards in Oklahoma City. For more information, go to SutphinCattle.com. The bull sale you don't want to miss tomorrow, 1 o'clock sharp.
Well, usually farmers and the general public would be invited to the annual OSU Extension Wheat Field Day in Lahoma, just west of Enid. But due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the field day was converted to a virtual tour, and I had the opportunity to go out there and view the plots firsthand. I also spoke with several of the OSU specialists, including Dr. Amanda Silva, the OSU Extension Small Grain Specialist, who told us a little bit about the plots.
We have great varieties here, a lot of varieties showing good disease resistance, package, good stand. So we have several varieties here looking good. So I really encourage farmers to come down here, take a look at the varieties. We have some varieties that are kind of leaning, and also we have received a good amount of rain here early in the year. Some of them are just like falling. But it's some of them are not so bad. Yeah.
What are you seeing from the OSU bred varieties?
So you're seeing some, the OSU bred varieties are really, really looking really good. We have varieties here that are doing really well that has demonstrated a high nitrogen use efficiency, so that has done really well in low nitrogen environments. Also great disease resistance, so looking clean on diseases, so you're very excited about it.
Standability is a key factor this spring as the crop's been hit with strong winds. She singled out the OSU varieties for showing high nitrogen efficiency and disease resistance. Even though there was no official public field day at Lahoma, the OSU specialists have devised a unique high-tech method to view the plots in person. There are plot maps with individual variety signs that have the QR codes, and then the producer can go to the Lahoma fields and scan the codes with their cell phones, and information on each variety will pop up on their phone. Silva says this is a great way to learn more about the actual varieties, and she encourages everyone to come out and take a look. Well, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says meatpacking facilities across the U.S. will be reopening this week. He says the companies are opening up again safely and are a critical part of the nation's infrastructure. These facilities have resumed or plan to resume operations this week following an executive order from President Trump directing the facilities to implement the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Occupational Health and Safety Administration guidelines that are specifically created for the meat and poultry sector response to COVID-19. The USDA has been working around the clock with a CDC and state and local health officials to ensure a safe and stable supply of protein is available for American consumers while keeping the packing company employees safe. America's meat packing facilities are reopening safely to ensure that America's producers and ranchers will be able to bring their products to market. Plant locations in Iowa, Kentucky, Maine, Washington, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Illinois are all slated to get back to work this week. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.